Let's go back to our Tosis. The statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, very cryptic statement, Eid Zome Mishalim Wafi Chelko, and Eid Zome pays his share. The Gemara tries to figure out what this means. We were dealing with the third possibility raised in the Gemara. We haven't even gone to the fourth and the fifth. The Gemara initially suggests that it means the very idea that when you have Eidim Zomim in each, and it cases a case of Mammon, so we don't make each aid pay the full amount of money that they wanted the person to lose, but you divide that money among the various Eidim. That's one pshat. Says the Gemara, that can't be what Rabbi Marav is telling us, because that we know from the Mishnah later, Mishalshin the Mammon. Mishalshin the Mammon, as Rashi explains, two ways to read the word Mishalshin, but the idea is the same, that we divide the payment according to however many Eidim there are, so therefore it's obvious that that would be the case. So what Gemara suggests a second possibility. What does it mean, Eidim Mishalim Pichelko? If only one of the Eidim became a Zomim. In other words, not that the second pair of Eidim said that you both were with us, Imanuhi Yisem, but they say about one of them, you could not have seen what you and your friend testified that you saw, because you were with us. So only one of them became a Zomim. And the chiddush would be that he has to pay, and he pays only half, only his share. In other words, you could have thought one of two things, either that he doesn't pay at all, because the two of them were not both found Zomim, or maybe now that only he was found to be Zomim, he has to pay the full amount. Kamash Moran, that he pays only his share. Says the Gemara, that's not correct. The din is not true, because we know, Umi Mishalem, we know, the Braisa tells us, Ein Eid Zomim Mishalem Mamon, not Shezum Ushneim. This is a principle that we have, the Mishnah later, and the Braisa quoted later, and then the added sentence that's quoted in Chagiga, that what's true about Eidei Nefashos is true by Eidei Mamon, that you cannot carry out the halacha of Kasha Zomam unless all the Eidim, in the case of two Eidim, both Eidim, have to become Zomim. So there's no halacha of carrying a Kasha Zomim on one Eid if only he was found to be a Zomim. Okay, so that can't be Pshat Rabbi Yehuda Marav. So here we get the third suggestion of Amar Rava. And here we have all kinds of Pshatim and what this means. Amar Rava, Ba'omer Eid V'Sheker He'Adati. So what's going on here? We're taking care of our question. We had before, Eid Zomim Misham Shezum Shneim. So what do we have instead? We have Eid V'Sheker He'Adati. The Eid says, I testified falsely. So what does it mean? Where's Hazama? And this would require him to pay Lefi Chelko. That's what it sounds like. He would pay Lefi Chelko. The other one would pay. It's not clear what's going on. The Gemara asks on this, the words of the Gemara, but that doesn't change anything because he can't do that. Once he testifies, the rule is, Im lo yagid v'nas avono, we have a drasha, that kevan shehigid, that's a famous idea. Hard to know why Rava didn't think of that. It's damn difficult in the Gemara that the Rava was ignoring that idea, but the Gemara asked right away, Kivin Shehigid, Shuvein Chozo Magid, that the Haggadah stays and you can't come in later and say that it wasn't true. And therefore, we're back to the question, what's Pshat in Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? What exactly does this mean that the Omer Eid V'Sheker He'Adati? So, the way we read the Tosis tells us, sets us straight right away, the Shuv Huzam, which is what he's going to come back to. That we're not talking about Stam, that there was a declaration on the part of one of the Eidim that he said false testimony. It has to be talking about a case where there was Hazama. But then Tosis backtracks. Yeah, Tosis says, L'chora Mashma. Again, the way that we learned, and it's Mashma and the Mashad this way, what Tosis is now suggesting as the Pshat that he rejects, that's in fact how the Ritva learned, the Ritva and the Ramban. That's their pshat, and that's how the Ritva says everybody learned this way. Tosis l'chora mashma, techi amar hachi mishalim chelko. Dim kein bikesh gafsid mam chaber be'eduso. Tosis is suggesting, it sounds like, just the fact that this one aid says that he was a liar, he has to pay for what he wanted the person, well, his portion of what the person that they wanted to mechayev. Since he wanted, he's bikesh lahafsid mamon chaver b'yiduso. So there's a punishment of kasha zamam. He intended, bikesh is like zamam, right? He intended for Reuven to pay Uz money. So he's one of two Eidim. he and the other aide wanted Reuven to lose $200, and now it's clear from his confession that he lied, so he has to pay $100 of the $200. That simple. That's such halacha. If you say sheker reality and you believe to say that, so then you have to pay ki'ilu kasha zaman payment. That's what Tosas says. It sounds like from the Gemara. Tosas doesn't say exactly what the sheker, when he says edu sheker reality, what it means, but presumably it means, and the Ritva makes this clear, because the word is eid zomei mishalim fichelko. In other words, the way he said edu sheker reality is to say, I wasn't there. In other words, when you have a formal hazama, it's imanu hayisem, you were somewhere else at the time that you said you were there, that you saw something happen, you were somewhere else. So you could call this a self-hazam, right? It's not through the process of two eidim who say imanu hayisem. It's one person of the eidim doing it to himself. Still strange. And even when the Ritva does run with this pshat, the Ritva says that the Gemara could have asked what Tosis right now is going to ask on this pshat, which is, l'chera, there's no halach of hazama unless it goes through the process of two eidim who are mazim, the first pair of eidim. They can't do self-hazam. There's another issue to consider. L'chera, what about Achizu Mishneim? Don't they both have to be made into Zomimim? For that, the Ritva says, we'll get eventually to the Ritva, but he'll just mentioning it now, passing, could be that this self-hazama doesn't have that halacha. Also strange, that should be different. Where do we find that there's two halachas? When it comes to hazama on the part of other Eidim, then we understand that they both have to become imanu hayisem. But the Ritva says, maybe if he said, or the Ritva says it like this, if he says, Eidu sheker hayadnu, so in his declaration, he's including the other person as also not being there. That's what Ritva says. We'll get to all this in the Ritva. We'll see the details. Lamaisa, Tosa says this cannot be the pshat. V'lo nira, that could be the meaning of the Gemara, of Rabba's statement. Dehaleisa man, or as the Rish emphasizes, take out the word man. Dehaleisa, the mishali mamon, elam ken huzam, the mokam ploni imanu hayisem. In other words, you can't have a chi of mamon of hazama unless there was a proper hazama as per the the template of what hazama is. Huzam b'makom poni mano yisem, meaning two pair of edim. I mean, a pair of edim come and say you are with us. For one aid to say I said sheker, that's not going to bring about a chi of hazama. So therefore, the pshat that you think the words are saying cannot be what the Gemara is talking about. Okay. So now we're going to Tosus, and we have to come back and see exactly what this other pshat was, the Tosus rejected, and how the Ritva and the Ramban learn it up, and how they read the rest of the Gemara, and all of that. So let's go back to what we saw yesterday. How did Tosus learn pshat? So Tosus says, Kach yeshu farish. And again, the way we read the first words of Tosus already was giving us that, you know, that heads up, that this is what it is. Kach yeshu farish, edus sheker hi'adati. So first comes one of the Eidim confessing that he lied. The Shuv Hus Mishneim. Then there was a formal Hazama on both Eidim. Now what's the significance of this? The Hashta Yesh Lefarish, that Shekisha Omar, I think is what they changed it to. Dikisha Omar. Eidu Sheker reality. So Serei do so. In other words, what Tosus is saying here is that the statement of Rav of Eidzom Hashem Fichelko means in the case where one aid is retracting his aidus, he says, I lied, and then you had a hazama, and now the din will be that the other aid will have to pay a fichelko. This aid, who retracted his aidus, cannot have on him fall the Torah's hazam. That means to say you cannot carry out kasha zamam on an aidus that already has been declared to be sheker. He retracted his aidus. So you cannot carry out kasha zamam on him. But the chiddush will be that you make the other aid pay, and he pays lufi chelka. Again, that he has to pay at all could be part of the chiddush. That he doesn't have to pay the whole thing could be part of the chiddush. But basically, that's what comes down. Not the one who said aid shekel yadati is mishal lufi chelka, but his partner is mishal lufi chelka. This is the taich of the Gemara. What does it mean that lo shaycha be Torah's hazama? That seems to be a yisod that we saw in the Gemara Bava Kama. The kasha that Rav Chanan had from that Gemara really reveals what's going on here, except that you still have to answer the kasha. But what you have in that Gemara, what he gave us as a kasha, gave us a perspective of what's going on. What's lo shaycha be Torah's hazama? Because the Gemara discusses over there the issue of hakchasha tchilas hazama or not, which means if you have edim who first became edim that are trey or trey, edim mukchashim, it was hakchasha. Another peer of edim testified that what they said is not true. They didn't say imanu hayisad. They said that the facts are not true. You said Reuben did X, Y, and Z. He didn't. He was with us. He couldn't have done what you said he did at that time, because we know he wasn't where you say he was. It's about Reuven, about the facts of the story. It's called Trey Utrey. So that already creates doubt for us as to the viability of this Edus. We now cannot accept this Edus. It's Edus Mukheshes. But subsequent to that, you have Hazama. And the Shaila is, can you now carry Akash Hazama Mani Zedim? Because what? Because originally there was Edus Mukheshes. So what does that mean? So you have to come on to a new halacha. This could also be in a case, for example, where Baharog Biraglov, the Gemara Behemshach over there discusses. But does that mean Baharog Biraglov? The person who they say got killed by Reuven suddenly shows up, appears. So obviously the Edus is, is no longer viable. You see it's not true. You see with your own eyes it's not true. Walks into Beis Din. And then what happened? Then they became Zomimim. So Luchera, do we say Akhasha Tchilas Hazama? That's what saves us. That's what allows us to carry Akhasha Hazama. Without that new halacha, that the process of Hazama has begun with the first thing that happened that showed us that the Edus is not viable, without that idea, we would not be able to carry out Akhasha Hazama, because Hazama does not apply, the halacha of Akhasha Hazama, the Torah Hazama cannot apply if you've already seen the Edus as no longer viable. If the Edus is already shaky and faulty in front of us, and then comes Hazama, so we don't have Edus that's being knocked down with Hazama. It's already not considered valid. Once it's been invalidated beforehand, then the Hazama cannot take it and bring with it the din of Kash Hazama. That's what's going on in our Tosis. In other words, since this aid has told us that his aidus is no good, he lied. So when we make him a zomim together with the other aid, we're not going to carry out kasha zomim on him, because his aidus is already no longer valid. An aidus that's not valid, you don't have Torah hazam. Unless what we have in that Gemara is a way around this. What's the way around it? To say, Hakhasha Tchilas Hazama. So the Hazama process, you can say, has begun with the first thing that already took the Edus and neutralized it and weakened it, with the Hakhasha, and then it ended up with Hazama, which is even more convincing proof that it wasn't here. We were sort of in doubt. Trey, maybe right, maybe it's right, maybe it's not. But as far as we're concerned, we can't use it anymore because it's contradicted. Hazama takes it to the next level and totally discredits it. Okay? But the process of Hazama began with Akhash. So too, Bahar Biraglov is obviously already knocking it down, but the Hazama just is another nail in the coffin. It's the end of the process. So Chara, we could argue that's what Bukhan will be asking, but at least we understand the Kasha differently. It's not that he's asking that why should the Hazama not take effect to carry out Kasha Zamam. Ah, you see over there that you can carry out Kasha Zamam even though it was Edus Mukheshes. That's not the Kasha. The Kasha is that fundamentally the Svara there is what's operating over here. That you don't carry out Kasha Zamam on Edus that's no longer viable. at the time that the Hazama sets in. But the answer is, over there, it can work because the Hazama began earlier. The process of Hazama started with Akhash. So the Kasha would be, oh, so why not say that the process of Hazama began when he says Eidishek reality? That's the Kasha that we left with yesterday. Now we have to obviously answer the Kasha by differentiating between the cases. Kind of where we left off yesterday. One thing to notice as well, before we address this Kasha, one thing to notice is interesting. As far as the rule of Ein Ha'Eden Nasin Zomer Chizum Shneim is concerned, which was the Kasha the Gemara asked on the previous Ukimtas, the previous suggestion, that no longer is a problem. In other words, in this case, do we have Achizum Shneim or do we not? One aid says Eid Sheker Hayadati, and now they both were Huzam. Another pair of Eidim came and said, you both were with us. You can't carry out Kashazama, the Onesh, on the aid who said Eid Sheker Hayati, who retracted his Eidus. But we could carry out Kashazama on the other one, and the Chiddush is Misham Vichalko, the other guy. But what happened to Achizum Shneim? If you can't carry out Kasha Zamam on the one who says Sheker Reality, then how's it called Achizum Shneim? Obviously, what do I see in Tosis? That there's two issues. One is the Torah's Hazama of carrying out Kasha Zamam, which does not apply to a case where the Eidus has already been invalidated, taken back, retracted. But as far as the rule that you cannot count this as Yazumu Shneim, it's sufficient to say that they have been mazin both Eidim. Ash Yazumu Shneim does not mean that it has to be that we can carry out Kasha Zomam on both Eidim. Ash Yazumu Shneim means that it has to be possible to be mazin both Eidim. To say Imanu Ha'isim on both Eidim. Notice if they would say only one of the two Eidim Imanu Ha'isim, that's called, it's not called Yizum Shneim. Here, the Eidus is on both of them, Imanu Ha'isim. The fact that you can carry out Kasha Zamam on one of them, that's not a chisaron in the principle of Yizum Shneim, and it makes perfect sense based on the Makor. Because what did Rashi say in Daf Hei Amidei? We spoke it out. Where do we know this idea? Where does it come from that you need Achizum Shneim? Where did Rashi say we get it from? What did Rashi say? And Hamid Beis, where does it come from? What do you need to understand? You need eight sheker, eight. So that you need to establish that it was eight sheker. That you have to say it on both Eidim, on the Eidus, on the Kat. Okay, so they're doing that. So it doesn't relate to the ability to carry out Kashazam on both. If for whatever technical reason, you can't carry out Kashazam on one of the Eidim, for whatever the reason, but you are mazin both Eidim, and you establish that it was eight sheker or eight on both Eidim, that's called Yizum Shneim. I'm saying this for a reason, because it's not as pashut as it is. There are achronim who debate this issue, and it's going to be no game when we learn the Sugya Hamidays over there. But seemingly, you have to remember, when we get there, to remember that this Tosos would be pretty much mashma, kimat mefurish, that Yazumu Shneim just means the ability to say Imanu Hayisim both Eidim. Not the ability to carry out Kashizam both Eidim. Because the Tosis is learning Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara has just previously asked the Kasha on what it originally thought before that the Ukimta would mean that you were mazim one eid. In fact, the Gemara, no, you do Mishneim. Says the Gemara, eid shek reality. You know, what's the case? And then they both, bohuza. They both bohuza. And you can't carry out Torah Sazama on the one who says shek reality. But you could now have the other one pay. We say Zum Shneim. The answer is Zum Shneim just means to say Manu Hayisem both. Not that you have to carry out Torah Sazama both. So that's important akuda vis-a-vis that halacha Zum Shneim. Keep that in the side. But let's go back to the fundamental question: why can't you carry out Torah Sazama on the one who said Shigur Reality? Because his Eidus is not viable. We have a sugya Bava Kama that in the case where the Eidus became invalidated through Akhasha and then subsequently came Hazama, so we have a saving grace. We say, but in the Chinami, by the time the Hazama came along, the Eidus was Mukheshes. But we can look back in time and imagine that the Hazama process has already started with Akhasha, so when that's starting, the Eidus was viable. So then it all begins with that, it continues. So why not say the same thing over here? So what is the difference? So what it really comes down to, I think, is Hakchasha discredits the Eidus, at least to the extent that it creates a suffix. It's a suffix. Trey. Eidim first said one thing, another pair of Eidim contradicted them. What's the pshat over here? Eidus sheker he'adati. He says, I lied. It's not koach of Eidim. He's only, right, he's telling about himself. Now, let's step back for a second. Let's talk about L'mashal. Without the din of Kivan Shehigin, that's the Gemara's Kasha, Kivan Shehigin. So let's imagine you have two Eidim. This is a Sugya in Kesuvos, second parak in Kesuvos. Eidim on the star, they signed the star, Mishnah and Daf Yud Ches. Eidim She'om L'Ksav Yadeinu was there, they recognized it was their signature. But they tell you about themselves that they were pressured into signing Anusim Ayinu. When are they believed? When are they not believed? So the Gemara wants to learn. Rabbi Bachama wants to say that if they say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefashos, if we were pressured at gunpoint to sign, then Hareu Nemanim, they could come back and say that wasn't really a valid Eidus, that we wrote our names on the star to testify to what's in the star, because we were pressured into doing it. We were threatened with our life. So the Gemara says, ironically, Amalei Rava, Kol Kiminei, Kimi Shehigit Shuvin Achoze Umagid. It's a Pella here. The Rava is the one that's saying Eishayati, and then the Gemara asks, I just don't know what to tell you. Maybe only after this he came on to that. Rava says, how could you say that the Edom could turn around and say we were Anus and Machmas Nefashos, Kimi Shehigit? But maybe, says the Gemara, V'chi teima hani mili al peh, avu b'shtar lo. Maybe if they're coming to say that which we signed in the star, it was really not legitimate, we were pressured, it was a shred, we were nusim ha'yimachmas tefashos, so maybe it's different, they could retract, they could say that, we don't say kibim shehigit. Mor says, no, we see Reish Lakish says, eidim aksum ha'shtar, is kibish nechid nusim de'bezdin. So the Gemara goes on and continues. But there's a hamin in the Gemara, at least that one line, that maybe it's possible to be chozer umagid, but from Eidus to Shtar. That first you sign the Shtar, and that's Eidus, and then you turn around and you say it was not legitimate. So you're saying Eidus, it was Eidus Sheker. It's not true. That what the Shtar says is not true. We were forced to sign. So to the extent that you would be allowed to come and retract, what does that mean? According to this suggestion of the Gemara, that maybe Bishtar is different. Would the Shtar be ripped up? Or would you have to kind of wait and see, like, you know, who's right? Was it the first Eidus that says that the wedding took place? Or is it the second Eidus that says, when they come and say that we were pressured, so it comes out there was no loan? So we have to kind of wait and see. We don't rip it up, we don't collect. We can't collect in Suffolk. But we don't rip up the Shtar because we don't know for sure that it was illegitimate. It's big machokes achronim, how to learn pshat in this Gemara. That one of Gemara. Let's say you would be able to differentiate between a shtar from Eidus b'shtar. You could say anusim hayinu machmas nefashos. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What's the shayla? Give me the pshat. If you learn that you don't rip up the shtar, why did you rip the shtar? Why don't you rip up the shtar? Why can you assume it's nothing? They retracted their Eidus. So many Achronim learned, the Beis Yaakov, it's in the Sivis, the Kid Eger, they say, because all it means is it's a tray. In other words, the first pair of Eidim are the people on the star, their signature, which is recognized, and it's there, that's one Eidus. Now, if you don't say Kivan Shehik and Shulchos Magid, let's say from a star you could Yichos Magid. So now they have another Eidus, and they say, guess what? It's not true. We were pressured to sign it, so this really didn't happen. We never saw Reuven borrow money, or never whatever it was that the testimony is. So it's tray. Okay, so if you don't know, so you can't remember the star, maybe the first Eidus is correct, maybe the second. That would be one way to understand the Gemara. If you assume that, again, the Gemara rejects it, but if you assume that from the Eidus B'Shtar you don't have a problem with Kiddush Shehigid, so then the Shtar would be remaining because, I don't know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true, we have to wait for more Birur. The other way, and Maram Shif learns this way, no, you rip up the Shtar. Why? Because there's no Eidus. Why is there no Eidus? Because if there's no Halach of Chozer U'Magid, so then what do the Eidim have a koach to do? What can they do? What can they do? They can retract. If you retract and they have a right to retract, there's no Eidus. So then what's the point? There's no Shtar. If you have a right to retract, there's no Din Chozer U'Magid, then stop Shtar. Well, it's two against two. The first Eidus stands and you have now another Eidus that stands opposite it. Since it's a Suffolk. So then if you don't rip it up, you don't collect. But if a Chozer U'Magid means you can retract the Eidus, you pull it away, then it's as if I have no Eidus. So what's the point? There's no Shtar. There's nothing. That's the Maram Shif. So the Achronim want to bring a raya from this Gemara, the way that Tosis is learning, like the Maram Shif's Pshat, not like the other Pshat, that Chozer U'Magid would mean it's two against two. Because what's happening over here? What would be as follows? Let's say one Eid would retract his Eidus and you wouldn't have the problem of Chozer U'Magid. No, so originally there are two Eidim, and one Eid is retracted. If the halacha of Chozer U'Magid, if you were right to say that you're allowed to be Chozer U'Magid, it just means that I have the first Eidus and the second Eidus, and now I have Trey U'Trey, that's only if both Eidim are retracted, and they have Trey U'Trey. Anusim hayinu machmas nefashas. That will work over there. But if it's one Eid, like an Agamar, one Eid to the Eidus Sheker Hayadati. So what's going on? You can't, and the Gemara didn't yet ask the Kasha that Kol Kiminei can't be Chozer U'Magid. So the Gemara didn't ask. So it means that this point was saying that he has the right to say, I said, Sheker. Yeah, but if all it means is what was before stays where it is, and now it's just he's setting up another Eidus to counter it. Well, is there another Eidus that's going to counter it? First I have two Eid, and now it's one. Ein Dvarav Shelechet Makom Shnayim. One can't take on two. Right? So L'chaira, from this Pshat and Tosis, we would have to prove that without the din of Chozer U'Magid, it's not that I would have now one Eidus versus the other Eidus, it would be that the Eid or the Eidim have a right to pull back their Eidus. Everyone with me? You can pull back their Eidus. It's not that it's the first Eidus stands and the second Eidus stands against it, because here it's the first Eidus is two people. And here it's only one. So the answer is no, it's not Pshat that. It's Pshat is that the one Eid, he's one of the two Eidim from before, but he pulls it away. So now I'm left with only one Eid. I don't have two Eidim now. Because the first Eid, he pulled away, he retracted his Eidus. We'll say, so far so good, he's going to help us in another way too. But let's go slow. So in this Tosus, it's Muchach, that were I to say that you be Chozer U'Magid, it means, like the Maram Shiv learns in Ksuvas Yudches, that you can... you can retract your Eidus. Now, let's go back to Rav Chanan's Kasha from Bava Kama in Dalet. Now I hear much more of a chiluk between Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama and Eidus Sheker Hayadati. Should be in very sharp focus now. When do I say that the process of Hazama has begun already earlier? Normally, the svara should be that if at the time that the Hazama begins, the Eidus is already seen as, you can disregard it, it's not valid, it's not viable, then you cannot carry out Torah's Hazama. If the time that the Hazama meets up with the Eidus is already viewed as insignificant. But the difference is, in that case, the Hazama process began earlier. Notice, what began to break down the Eidus? The Hakchasha. By the Hakchasha already, so the Eidus has already been weakened. I can't work with this Eidus anymore because I have a contradictory Eidus. So then I say the process of Hazama has begun with that. It was viable and now it became through that Chash, it's already, the process of Hazama is on its way. And then Hazama comes after that. It's all one long process of Hazama. So that's where I can say Chash, Tchilas Hazama. But what are you going to say over here? It's here. Chose, you're chose. Good, you retracted. But you can't make the retraction, which is just a way of saying that, you know, the itis is retracted. But that's not a weakening, that's not a tchilas hazama. Tchilas hazama is when you take the itis and you put holes in it. No, it couldn't be. This is a problem. That's a problem. He was the Edom, another pair of Edom, another koach of Edus comes and says that there's some loopholes in this, there's some weakness in this Edus. After all, you say he was here, he wasn't here, he was with us. And then Hazama says, you were with us. Then the process of Hazama can be starting in the first stage of the weakening of the Edus. Here's not a weakening of the Edus. What is it? He pulled out the Edus. Okay. If you don't know Kimish Egid, he can pull back his Edus. Fine. Lemaisa comes to Hazama afterwards. Does Hazama come in at a point that the Edus is viable? No, he already retracted it. So you can't do it. Toras Hazama against the aid who said Eishekar Hayarati. Again, the Vard is what we see in that Sugi Bava Kama. When the Hazama begins, it has to meet up with Eidus that's viable. In this case, it's not viable because he had already been retracted. Elamai, in Bava Kama, we can solve that problem because we can say that the Hazama process has begun with Hakhasha. Good. Hakhasha weakened the Eidus. Hazama comes even further. Does more of the same. Baal Baraglav weakens the Eidus, undermines the Eidus. Hazama does more of the same. Hakhasha Tchilas Hazama. Good. Over here, you can't say that. Because here, now that we're showing the pshat of what does it mean when you're chozer on your Eidus, chozer umagid, if you could be chozer umagid, it's not that you set up a new counterweight to the Eidus. In our case, you couldn't do that. You're only one, and the Eidus was two. Elamai, what is chozer umagid? You retract your Eidus. A retraction of the Eidus is not Tchilas Hazama. It doesn't put holes in the Eidus, it's just the Eidus is no longer, you can't work with it. Okay? But it's not Tchilas Hazama. Hazama means a weakening of the Eidus. Here it's a retraction of the Eidus. So comes the Hazama later, the Hazama steps in at a point that the Eidus is no longer viable because he retracted it. So then you can't carry out Torah's Hazama. So I think in light of that, that this understanding of what the Chozer Magid would have done here, that I understand why you can't use the model of Kasha Tchilas Hazama when it comes to our Gemara. All right, everybody wants to ask, I don't know who's going to go first, but I saw more than one hand up, so Alec, maybe anyone else, yeah?
The distinction we're making between the two Gemaras, is that you're saying it's two Edom, it's one Edom, or is that one's coming from other people and one's coming from
Well, the way we ended yesterday, we just said, okay, look, maybe we didn't really explain the difference. We said, that's where it's a tray or tray, and it was hakchasha, then becomes tchilas hazama. But here it was in sheker reality. That cannot be viewed as tchilas hazama. We'd explain exactly why that should be. That was just the outline of the teretz. What I'm trying to offer to explain it is that if I showed you that there's two ways to understand what chozer, if I could be chozer magid, there's two ways to understand what that would mean. Based on how you'd go into sugya in Exubis, according to the one line of Gemara, that perhaps by a Eidus Bishtar you could be chozer umagid and say it was not correct Eidus. What would that have meant? Would that have meant that you have now the first Eidus that was originally set up? That's the Eidus Bishtar over there, and now you have another Eidus that counters it. So now I have in effect Eidus that's contradicted by another Eidus. Or do I understand that what's going on in that Gemara chozer umagid is not that it's one Eidus versus another, it's that the first Eidus has been retracted. I said from our Gemara, and the way Tosu is learning our sugya, it would be obvious to understand that Chozer Magid means that he retracts the Eidus, because if he wouldn't be able to set up a counterweight, because he's only one, and before it was two. Elamai's retraction. If that's the understanding, then I can see why that retraction of an Eidus, that's not the same as Hakhasha to be Tchilas Hazama. That just means that the Eidus is, you know, it's not here. But Tchilas Hazama means that Hazama is discrediting the Eidus. Retracting is not a discrediting. It's just that, okay, it's gone. I can't use it. But I can't use it, therefore Hazama cannot take place. Torah Hazama cannot take place because the Eidus is not here. It's been retracted. Being retracted would not allow us to carry out Torah Hazama. But being retracted cannot be viewed as Tchilas Hazama. both sides. You hear the vart. You hear the chiluk. Yes? Sort of. Maybe. But, yeah.
If the edus is being retracted, why is it allowed to be carried out even on the day of beginning?
That's again, the interesting thing is, that's again, comes back to what we said before. To say, you're quite right in your kasha, you're thinking, well, the idea of shizum shneim just has to do with the ability to say about both Eidim, imanu hayisim. So he retracted the Eidus. But the fact is, there's a hazam on him and defend. Because they are saying, imanu hayisim. That's all you need. The Eidus was retracted. But it's called Yazumu Shneim because they are saying that he retracted the Eidus, but they're being mazim in both of them. You're right. It gets a little bit more sticky now. You're right. No. Because all you need is that they should be able to talk about them as having both been with you. The Hazama took place with Yazumu Shneim. There's another question here that I think this is going to help us with. Having said this, I think you should be able to realize the answer to the next kasha. So what did Tosus say is the pshat of the statement now of Rav Yehuda Barav, according to this suggestion of Rava, that now that you had Azama on both Eidim, but you can't carry out Torah's Azama on the Eid that said, I lied, because he retracted his Eidus, and therefore the Azama cannot be carried out, the onus of Azama cannot be carried out against him because his Eidus is no longer viable at the time of the Hazama. So now the Chiddush of Rav is that the other Eid has to pay his shir. The other Eid, who was part of the pair of Eidim who were Muzam, he has to pay his shir. Problem is as follows. Achronim ask, but if this Eid retracted, this Eid, said the Eid Shek of reality, doesn't that disqualify the other Eidus as well? So the same reason he can't carry out Kasha Zamam on this guy, because he retracted his Eidus, so what wouldn't that itself become a problem in the other Eid? Now, let's understand this Kasha. What does that mean? Why? Why? So you could say, well, why? Because he's only one. But if that were the Kasha, I don't hear the Kasha at all. Why? One aid is not nothing. One aid still has some consequence in halacha. For example, what can one aid do? He mechayev a shvua. So it's not automatically that the fact that this one aid became. He said, "I retracted his aidus." So the other one is no. Is not. Not. He has aidus. It's still aidus. It could help for something. It could be valid. It could be shvua. He mechayev a shvua. So that's not the way to ask the kasha. The way to ask the kasha is that we have a mishnah later in the first parak that establishes the following idea. Nimsa echamem karvo pasul edusim betela. That if one of the edim is found to be pasul, then everything becomes pasul. It's Mishnah later on. And as Muchach from the Mishnah, Batosu spells it out also later, Davav, Davzayin, that in the same way that's true by, let's say, Nimsa echad karvo pasul, if Nimsa echad mehem to be a zomem, or in other words, if one of them is found to be lying, the Eidus is discredited. The Eidus is discredited. Let's say one of the Eidim becomes a Zomim. Okay. In other words, they will mazim one of the Eidim. You have 10 Eidim, and they say about one of them, Imanu Hayisim. So he's obviously lying. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? You're not going to carry out Kasha Zomim on all 10, because you want to mazim all 10. But what is the status of the Eidus now? Of the rest of the Eidus? Gone. Nothing. But because that's the idea, just like in Nimsech and a Karov or Pasul, because they turn out to be a Rasha, a Pasul Eidus, or a Karov, or they found out to be lying about their Eidus, Eidzomen. So that Psul, right, disqualifies everybody. So the whole Eidus is no longer acceptable. So no, that's halacha, that's before us later in the parak. So now you can ask the kasha. In our situation, according to Tosos, where you have this person who said Eid Sheker reality, now what are we saying? They both became Huza. So now I want to make the other guy who didn't say Eid Sheker reality, he should have to pay his share of the kasha zama. But if this person is discredited, this person said Eid Sheker reality, so that should create a psul on the other guy too. So the same way you can't carry out kashazam mamonesh on him, you can't do it on the other one, because nimsa echad karba pasi disim betela. If one of them is found to be a zomim in the group of edim, then the rest of the edus is gone. So in this case as well, through his edus shekariyadati, we should now invalidate the other edus of the other ed. Rabosai, this is a very good opportunity to answer this kasha in light of what we just said a few minutes ago. What makes this situation different than if you found an aid to be an Eidzomen, or if you found an aid to be Karov or Pasul? What makes this situation different? Yeah. It's not a Psul. It's not a Psul. He retracted. It's not the same thing. Rabbi Kiveger, I think, in the Tshuva, the way he formulates this idea, Karov Pasul, is the Psul is mispashet on everybody, on a whole kind of aid. If one became a pasul, then it's like that psul is mispashet. That's if it's a psul. A psul could be karav pasul or becoming an eidzomim is a psul. Here, what does it mean? Eid shekher reality, the way we're explaining what's going on is simply he retracted the eidus. Okay, he retracted the eidus. But that doesn't make a psul. We can't, the eidus was retracted. But that does not create a psul in the other eidus. So therefore, when you have a hazama that comes later on both Edim, so it's called Yazum Shneim because they said about both of them, Imanu HaYisr. And now, the other Eid will pay his share of Kash Hazama. Don't say because this one said his angry attitude, the other one became Pasul in the same way he did. No, he retracted. He's not Pasul, he's not an Eid Zomim, he retracted. Retracting an edus does not disqualify the other edus. So therefore, you can't carry out kasha zamam onesh on him, because again, azama stepped in at a point that the edus was already no longer valid because he retracted. Good. So you can't carry out kasha zamam on him, but we could carry out kasha zamam onesh on the other one with fichelko. This is all the pshat. All lies in one, two lines of Tosis, in this one line of Gemara, Vamarava, Ba'omer Yishekher Yadati. Again, so a lot of Nekudas that we brought out of this Tosis, a lot of Chidushim and Yesodos, in terms of the notion of Hazama, Hachezum Mushneyem, the idea that it has to have, a Hazama has to be connected to Eidos that's viable, Hakchashat Chiyas Hazama, but that doesn't work over here, Kivin Shehigid, if you would say Chose Umagid, what would that mean? All of this, I think, all within, and that halacha of attraction does not create a psul in the Nimsa Karvo Pas. So all this, I think, is what emerges from the reading of the Gemara, the way Tosis is suggesting. Just a second, everybody. Uparich. On this, the Gemara asks, so what's the kasha of the Gemara? Hako kimine? Is it up to him to retract? What's the kasha of the Gemara? The same, he could have Hazama Chal on him as well, because nothing changed. He can't be Choser Umagid. He can't say it is Shekher Reality. The Kevin Shigishre Choser Umagid. Vahabi Kilosa says Dvarav. The Gemara says it's as if nothing changed. He didn't contradict himself. The Imkin Avashneim Zomim, Misham and Mamun. So it's not Zomim, Shal Fichelko. He's no different than the other guy, because he wasn't able to say it's Shekher Reality. This is the kasha of the Gemara. So one has to move on to another Ukimto. Yeah.
Why is it that if one aid is found to be lying in a group of 10, all the other ones don't?
So that's the Xeris Akasav. Gemara learns it out from a Hekish of Apishnaim Edom or Shlosha Edom. So with Makish Shlosha Lishnaim, just like by Shnaim, by Nefashos, once one is the car of a puzzle, then there's nothing to, you can't do anything with one aid for aid in Nefashos. So too, we say when it comes to three Edom or more, if one is car of a puzzle, then everybody, even though you have two remaining, that's the Xeris, that's the Mishnah later, and then we learn it out by Mammon as well. So that's the Shah and the Mishnah about Mammon, but this is the Sugya later on.
But wouldn't a retraction also make him puzzle? Because he testified with them, he was part of their group.
Yeah, but again, the retraction is not a chalos psul on the aid. It just means that his aid is retracted. That's what we're saying. The Lashon Hara Kibbege uses for that idea is mispashet ha-psul. The kulo, the psul spreads on all of them. That's a psul. This is not a psul. It's a retraction. Retraction is not the same thing as being disqualified. He retracted the edus. becoming an eid zomim is a chalos psul. He's a karov. He's a rasha. He's a pasul eidus. Here, it's not none of the above. It's just that he retracted his eidus. That doesn't bring with it the halacha of that the other guy is also pasul. So the other guy's eidus can still be subject to Torah's hazama.
The fact that Tosfos is saying we think it's going on the assumption that you could be chozer amagid. Why are we going on that assumption?
No, because I'm freezing the frame of the Gemara. Remember, all this is all before Tosfos says Uparach. In other words, we want to explain one line of Gemara. Omar Rabba, but Omar it is sheker he'adati. Just that line. So this is now learning pshat in the words of Yudim Arav, Eid Zomisham Vichelko, explains Tosfos. But Omar sheker he'adati means one of the two Eidim says, I said Eid sheker. Then the two of them became Zomimin. And now he cannot get an onus of Kasha Zomim because he's already retracted his Eidus, so he can't carry out Torah's Hazama on him because his Eidus at the time of the Hazama was already nothing, had nothing left to it. Not viable. But the other aid can be carried out against Torah's Hazama, Lefi Chelko. That's all with all before we ask the Kasha that we're now going to ask. So that is Rabbah's suggestion. As Tosfos now explains, Uparech, because this comes to Gemara and says, no, this is not Gubshat. Why? Because Kol Kamine, is it up to him to retract? The rule is, once you say Eidus, you can retract. Shevein Chozer Magid. Therefore, as Tosfos explains, we just read, Havikilosa says Dvarav. So nothing changed. He couldn't retract. He never contradicted himself. And therefore, what's the halacha when they become Zomimin? You can carry out Torah says I'm on him and the other. It's not Mishan Fichelko anymore. They're both subject to Hazam. Isn't it obvious that Kivan Shehigit, that was my problem. I don't know. Rava himself in Iksuba says Kivan Shehigit. I don't understand. Taka Kasha. Rava himself. Amalei Rava. Yudches Amid Beis in Iksubis. On Ron Baruchama's statement on that Mishnah. Amalei Rava. Kol Kimine. These words. Kol Kimine. Mamish the way it's introduced. Kol Kimine. It's up to him. Kivan Shehigit Magid. Amar Le Rava, no, Amar Rava, Boma Shekhar Hayadati. Fact the Gemara, Kol Kamine. Rava, you don't know this. Rava, you the one used the same words in elsewhere. I don't know. I didn't see a chance to look around. And I don't know. But obviously, one way or the other, this Ukimta right now, this suggestion, is ignoring Kima Sheigit. It's assuming that you have a right to be Chose Umagit. And again, the way we're explaining, you have a right to be Chose Umagit, meaning to retract. Not to create a counterweight, because it wouldn't work as a counterweight. The two Eidim, now you're one. But you can retract. But the Gemara's Kashi is, you can retract. So therefore, the Torah's Hazama is as much Shaykh to you as to him. So it's now no longer Eid Zomei Mishalim. The Eid Zomei Mitosis was the other guy, but not you. But if you couldn't retract, then it's you as well as him. Then we haven't solved our problem in the Lashon of Yudim Arab. We don't know Pshat. Before we go to the Ritva, let's finish the Gemara at least, and then we'll come shift gears, go back to the Ritva and the Ramban. So the Gemara has a fourth possibility, right? So we had three suggestions so far, all knocked down in what Rav Yudim Arav is saying. Ella, now the fourth try. The Omer, what did Rashi say? Just to see Rashi, very clear how Rashi learned. Kol Kimine says Rashi, B'tmiya v'chiyachol hu achzabo b'yipater hanidon milishalem. You have to start thinking, Achronim, try to figure out how is Rashi learning the Gemara. Rashi didn't say anything before. All he said is over here. So after doing the Ritva, we have to see if maybe Rashi learns like the Ritva. That's a bit of pshat that a lot of people, the Ritva assumes that's the Pasha pshat. V'chiyachahu lachzvo v'yipater hanidon l'rishalem. Can he be chozer and then he'll be pater? He can't. Kivan shehigit. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ela, fourth possibility. Ba'omer he'adnu v'huzamnu the based in Ploni. So talking about, he says, one of the Eidim say, declares, that he and the other Eid testified and were found Zomin in another basin. So he is testifying about the two of them, and the Chiddush is what? That he will pay Lufi Chelko. The Chiddush is ultimately going to be what the Gemara is going to say when it revises this Ukimta. In other words, that even though it's not going to be relevant for the friend, he can't mechayev his friend, but nevertheless he can mechayev himself. Whatever the chiddush is, that's going to be the pshat now too. But the Gemara doesn't even let it unfold, the Gemara says, what does that mean? He's basically testifying about Knas, according to Rabbi Akiva, right? And then he wouldn't be Chayiv if it's Motiv Knas. So the Gemara says, this Ukimta command to Lo Rabbi Akiva. Then according to this, Rabbi Yehuda Rav's statement is assuming that to be made, to be molded on becoming, having become a zomim, is considered to be hodas baldin of mamo, but that's not going to screw with Rabbi Akiva. The Ikir Rabbi Akiva ha'amar af ena mesham apiatzmo. Rabbi Akiva says that you cannot be chayiv tashum and kasezaman based on hodah. And he told me you're molded that you and your friend were zomimin, and you pay your share. But l'chayra according to Rabbi Akiva, you would have to pay your share. This Gemara is a mashma. Is mashma to many achronim say it's mashma to the Gemara. The Gemara felt the halacha should be like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara did not want Rabbi Yehuda Marav to be inconsistent with Rabbi Akiva. I mean, what's so terrible? The Chachamim argue, right? Maybe Hagufa, Rav wants you to know the halacha kechachamim. I mean, even though there's another chiddush as well, but maybe Miwa could be kikat the Chachamim. But the Gemara apparently thought that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So, command to look Rabbi Akiva. Ella. So Gemara modifies, and this is finally what the Gemara works into the Pshat of Yehuda Rav. This is the fifth suggestion. This is in fact what he means. But Omer, hey adnu v'huzamnu b'beisdin ploni v'chuyavnu mamon. So the Hodah was not just on the Maisa Hazama that took place, because to that extent it was only, it's a Chiyav Knasa he's molded. He's molded that he's chayiv the kasha zaman, which is a Knasa contra b'yakiva, and that would not require him to have to pay molded b'knas pot. Rather, what he's saying is that after the Azama, there was a psak din against he and his friend to have to pay the kasha zama payment. Now, what makes that different? Because once there's a psak din against the Edim zama to have to pay, it no longer is viewed as what? As Knas, now becomes, it's converted to a Chiyav Mamon. Once Beis Paskin's against them, they have to pay. It's a Chiyav Mamon. So now it's a Hodah on a Chiyav Mamon. Ah, so now what's the chiddush b'chal of Eitzam Hashem v'chelko? He pays his share. Sal kedai techan mina. Difficult have a mina. What is this? I would think, kevan del chavrei lo matzi mechayiv rei. Since he's not going to be able to mechayiv his friend, his hodah is not going to count for his friend. He can't mechayiv his friend with his hodah. So his friend is not going to become chayiv to pay a share of the kasha zaman. Ilunami lo mechayiv. So maybe you can't mechayev him here either, even on his shir. Kamash Malan, no. That in his hodah, which is about both of them becoming mechayev mamon v'kasha zaman. So now, out of this hodah, I can require him to pay what will be his shir as per the psak din that his moda existed in the other beis din. L'maisa, it's a hard havamina. You have to know, they struggle the achronim here. What could be the havamina? Why would you think, just because, let's say a person testifies in beis din, I and my friend were mazik, somebody's field. So we caused $200 of hezek, me and him, right? So no, I'm older that me and him together caused $200 of hezek. So how much should I have to pay? 100, right? So maybe it's a havamina what? Maybe since I can't mechayiv him his 100, so I shouldn't mechayiv 100 as per my confession, hodas baldin, such a havamina. Would have such a havamina. So why when it comes to the kasha zaman, which is now mamon payment as per the basis psak, because I can't mechayiv my friend within my hodah. What kind of a hamid? The hard hamid. What is it? So I want to connect it to the halacha of achezu mushneyan. It's hard to know why it's connected exactly. This is his hodah about what happened. So maisa, we can only accept the hodah vis-a-vis him, and based on what he's saying, he owes half the money. Difficult. I have to know what to do with this havamina. But that's apparently the chiddush. What does Rashi say? He adnu anil ploni v'chaveru ena moda. Yeah, the friend Rashi is saying that because that's the point, that the hodah is not going to work for him. He's not moda. V'chuyavnu mamon bebezin shehuzamnu v'hamidanu hanidon bedin. He took us to court al hazamaseinu v'chivunu bebezin u'me'ayhu shaita mamonu hugabaya. From that point, it's mamon. V'ein zeh mashiach es atzmo. It's not called your mashiach yourself. Shekvar yishiu elohim. Bezin had already indicted you, made you guilty. That strange lashon of Rashi, the Ritva is bothered by it. What do you have to say that way? Shekfar Yishu, say it's Chayiv Mamon, not Mashiach Atzmo, because you're already Chayiv Mamon. Shekfar Yishu Elohim. Kemed El Chavir Umatz Mechayiv Rei She'enu Neman Al Chavir. Okay, now let's revisit the third Ukimta, Rav's Ukimta. In the Pshat, the Tosas did not, could not accept. But yet, this is apparently what the Ritva and the Ramban both learned pshat. Okay, so now we have to really roll up our sleeves a little bit and learn the Gemara with different glasses now. Right? We had a whole, went through the ringer here with Tosis, right? Now we have to go through it again, right? We're not through yet, right? Now we have to revisit the same line of Gemara and figure out the implications of a new pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so there's two pieces in the Ritva that speak to this sugya. Let's see what we can make of the Ritva and then with the Ramban as well. Questions so far, Chevra? Anybody? So far? It's all crystal clear, right? Yeah? Tosis, yeah? All the fish bonus, right? It's good? Okay. Amar Rava, ba'omer esheker he'aditi. That's the girsa that we have. The yesh gorasin, edesheker he'adnu. Right now, we'll see why the Ritva mentions this now, because along the way he's going to refer back to this. That this helps; it's going to help him at some point. The Girsa, if the Girsa was Eid Sheker He Adn. Okay, what's the pshat? The Nira Perusha Lefi Pshuta. So you see already, the Ritva is not going to run, you know, these new cheshbonos that Tosis does. He brings later a variation of Tosis. We'll see b'chabur nema pirush acher at the very end, but he doesn't like it, and basically asks kashas of that, the lashon of be'omer, and so on. So he comes back to the pshat that everybody learns. This is a pshat. This is the consensus. Kol mefarshim. What's going on? De'mayri b'shelo hus muklal. So right away. Tosis, first words, Vishuv Huzam. No. No Hazam. There was no later Hazam. The Gemara is suggesting Eid Zama Shem Vichelko without a formal Hazama of second period of Eidim. Just that fact that one Eid said Eid Sheker He'adti or Eid Sheker He'adnu, that is what could work within the words of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. The Mar B'Shilo Huz Muklal. Ela she'echad mehem hizim la'atzmo olo v'lachaveiro gamkin lo ma'id sheker he'adnu. He's going again, he's accommodating both yourselves. The girsa eid sheker he'adati, we would call that a self-hazama. Eid sheker he'adnu would mean self and his friends and his partners hazama. He's mazim himself with his friend, or he's imagining himself. Not another peer of Adam saying Immanuel Yisem, but he says, in effect, the same thing. In other words, when he says Eshek Hayadati, the words of the Gemara, what is he really saying? And what does he really say along with it? Meaning, what? Eshek Hayadnu, kilo hayinu mitsuyim ba'oso makom oso yom kal. In other words, what he's doing to himself is, in effect, the same thing that other Edom would be doing if they were to be mazim, this peer of Edom. Instead of having another peer of Edom say, Imanu Hayisem, you weren't there at this time and place, that you claim something happened, he says, I and he, were not in that place that we said we were when we declared this Edom. Something new, right? Mistama, that's how he says it. Why knows that? Heyadati doesn't say anymore what heyadati. What way was it heyadati? Says the Ritva, heyadati or heyadnu means we were not there in that place. Not that, in other words, not that we know that he didn't do it. Could be he did it anyway. I lied when I said that I saw him do it. You understand? The words of the Gemara, you wouldn't know this. You know, Eidah Sheker Heyadati could say, I know that Reuven didn't borrow money from Shimon. I know Reuven didn't steal from Shimon, whatever. Reuven, you know, but he's saying something else. I don't know about Reuven himself, when he did it, but I said that I saw Reuven do it. I lied, because I didn't see Reuven do it, because I was somewhere else at that time that I said that I saw Reuven do it. Got it? That's the case of Eid Sheker He'adati. And the reason why the Ritva wants to make that the nature of the Eid Sheker reality, the Mistam Allah Kharli Eid Zomeh. If he says, so sir, Eid is B'lashin Azam. Again, we're trying to work into the words of the Gemara, of Yudha Marav. Eid Zomeh Sham Vichelka. Why are you calling Eid Zomeh? Zomeh always means that it was as per Imanu Hayisem. He wasn't really there. But instead of saying it was through other Eidim that said that they weren't there, he himself says that we were not there. We were somewhere else. On this, the Kama Rava. So here comes the Chiddush of Rava, or the Chiddush of Rava, according to Rava. Shemishalim Chelko Alpiv. Now based on this self-hazama of him and his friend, let's say, he has to pay his share of what would be the onus of Kash Hazama. Strange, no? There was no hazama in a formal sense, but there's Audas Baldin that he was not there. So the Audas Baldin is trying to create the mechanism of hazama without the formal trappings of real hazama. But as according to the version of the Das Baldin, you have here Ki'ilu Hazama, but without the actual saying that we were Muzam and the other based, and he's doing it to himself. So through the prism of his words, you now have the Imanu Hayisem through him. You hear Imanu Hayisem through his voice, through Hodas Baldin's voice. Abosa, hear what's going on? Yeah? And what's the point that he has to pay? What's the chiddush? In other words, then he she'enu neman al chavero. Obviously, he can't. His hodas baldin is not going in any way imachayv his friend. But neman hu al atzmo. Now, the number of things here. V'lo aminan baha. Now, maybe you'll say, wait a second. V'lo aminan baha she'em shaman maman ashezum shneyan. Wait a second. How can you say he'll pay, but where's Asher Zum Mishneh? So he has two suggestions to respond to this question. Where's Asher Zum Mishneh? How can you have payment of Azama? There's no Zum Mishneh. He says, for number one, Tahai Ba'azama Sacherim. Interesting. Without a slur, it just says like that. Asher Zum Mishneh is only said when you have Azama Aydei Acherim. If you're Mazim yourself, you say, I was not there, then there's no Halacha of Ashizum Mishneim, you're doing it to yourself, then each one could be Mazim himself. This Hadas Baldin could be Machai of you, even though, according to your, what you're saying, it's only you that's becoming a Zomim. But there's no Lachizum Mishneim if you're doing it to yourself, only if other people are doing it, other Eidim. One suggestion. Va'od, another possible answer, because we brought two Gersos earlier. What did he say? Eid Sheker He'adti or Eid Sheker He'adnu. Oh! In other words, within the version of what he's telling us, that we were not there, so you have here a hazama of Zum Mishneim. Again, it's self-hazama, but the self-hazama, what the story we're hearing in the Hadas Baldin is about both of them not being there. So we can create a chiv of kash hazamah through Hadas Baldin, and you can call Zum Mishneim because he said both of us were not there. Let's skip a couple of lines. Now, yes, accepted kasha. What about in other mitzvot for Russia? And he wants to answer it. Good. Leave that aside. Let's try to get this understanding of the Gemara now. So, what is the Gemara saying that you can have a Hodas Baldin to create a chiyuv of Kash Hazama? And you can call this Yezum Mishneim because according to my version of what I say happened or what didn't happen, it's I'm speaking about both of us. What's pshat? You know, what do we hear from him? We have Hodas Baldin is Machayva person based on their confession. A person's molded, I borrowed money, he owes $100. Because he is molded, he owes $100, so he borrowed money. What are we hearing from this person? What are we taking out of his Hodas Baldin? What are we taking out of it? No? What are we hearing in his Hodas? What are we hearing? What are we extracting? What information are we extracting to mechayev him? No?
He's
his own man. He and his friend are zomim. Insofar as his friend, we can't believe. Insofar as his friend. That's where the chiddush comes in. In Mishal Mefi Chelko, even though on his friend, we can't accept any of this story. Because you can't tell us a story that's going to impact on him. Chav l'achayim. You can't be moda ados b'nei at the expense of someone else. But within you, with regard to you, we believe everything you said. So you see here, first of all, that hodas baldin, it's interesting. There's an old chakir hodas baldin. What does it mean when I'm moda, I owe $100 because I borrowed money? Is the pshat that we believe that you borrowed $100 in binogar yourself? Or do we just believe you owe $100? Here, you're creating apparently we hold that you can have a chiv of kasha zaman without aid. You are creating hazama on yourself. You can create hazama on yourself. But only binogea your chiyuvim, your own chiyuvim. So binogea your own chiyuvim, we have now embraced your version of the story. Binogea your friend, we can't embrace anything about your story because we can't impact on him. But in terms of your own chiyuv, we have now accepted, and you can have a self-hazama, apparently, and we can accept that version of Imanu. You know, if we know Imanu HaYisem through Eidim, then we know that you're a Zomen. If you can create the same effect of Imanu HaYisem by doing it on yourself, the Gemara is not asking, we're first going to say, Gemara could add another kashi here. That you only can be mechuyev kasha zamam through other eidim. You can't do self hazama. It's true. Mora could have asked that. Mora has a better kasha to ask. Kol kaminei kimi shehigit. So Tzvah is going to say in the next paragraph, the Mora could have had another kasha. You can't get to achiv kasha zamam unless what Tosa says. Mora couldn't accept this pshat because Tosa says that we never have found such a thing. Unless the mishali moment elam kinu is a makom ploni manu yisem through other eidim. The Ritva says, the Gemara could have asked such a kasha. Gemara right now is not asking. Gemara has asked better kasha. So at this point, we're going to say that you can get to a chiyuv of kasha zamam through understanding that the reality was that you and your friend were not there. How do you get to that understanding, to establish that that was the case, that you were not there and your friend was not there? So one way to get to that, for Basin to hear that, to understand that, that reality that you and your friend were not there through other Eidim. But there's another way to understand that reality. Through what klal, what principle, what din? What din? Hodas baldin. Which means another fact that hodas baldin is not just I owe money. Because then it's a vicious cycle. What made you owe money? You understand what both say? If I say I borrowed $100, why do I owe $100? Because I borrowed. Now, Basin can just say, okay, you owe $100. Because I don't have to know anything about the money changing hands that you borrowed money. I just know you owe $100. Here, the very halacha that makes you chayiv is only the fact that there is knowledge to Basin that Imanu HaYisem, that you were not with him, you were somewhere else. That knowledge can only come to Basin now through you. It hasn't come through other aid. So, Elamai, binogeh yourself, we believe your story. So, it means a hodas baldin has to ultimately mean that we accept your version of the story. What you're telling us, we believe that those facts, binogeh yourself. At this point, we assume that if we can establish the fact that you were not here, but you were there, you were elsewhere, you're not where you say you are, we can establish that as a fact, then you're chayiv. So we've established it, binogeh yourself, we take that to be true. Binogeh your chiyuv, not binogeh his chiyuv, binogeh your chiyuvim, we accept your version of the story. If it comes out, hodas baldin has within it that we take on to be what you say happened, and therefore if we take that on to be true, even though it didn't happen through Eidim, but Gemara could have asked that kasha too. But right now we're going to assume that it happened through you, that we got to that yediyah, we got that knowledge through you. Hodas Bodin is going to bring us to the point that now we can accept that you're Chayiv Mamon of Kasha Zama. If your friend is not, that's the Chiddush. You have to pay. So this is what Rava said. Now what's the Kasha, the Gemara? Now here is where the Ramban and the Ritva part ways in terms of the kasha of Kol Kaminei Kimesh Higit. If you medai carefully, you'll see they have different ways to read this what the Gemara means to ask. So let's wait with the Ritva now. Let's start with the Ritva. Again, many, many chidushim here. Rabbi Osai, what I just said is clear or no? What I just told you in the Ritva so far? Yeah?
Just to clarify, it's not that when you testify and it only applies to yourself, it's not that you don't have nemanos on the edus to be mechayiv.
It's a nemanos gabi yourself, that's what
but
I'm
not
saying.
Gabi
it's not a nuis chayivus. I don't become chayiv because I say, what?
The gabi, the of
right, right. Benogeya him, you can't take on anything about the story. But benogeya you, I take on what you're saying, and therefore you become chayiv, as per based in knowing that you in fact were not where you said you were, and therefore that's a basis for you to be chayiv because shizama. But your friend is not going to be impacted by that. Nevertheless, you have to pay. Eidzam shem vichelkem. So what's wrong? Ask the Gemara. Kol kimine kiven shehigin. Says the Ritva. So first of all, let's see. The Ikar Meidak appears there. So what's the Gemara asking? So the Ritva comes at it in the following way. He asks, what's the Gemara's kash? Kiman Shehigid sounds like the Gemara's asking, so you shouldn't have to pay. Says the Ritva, of course you have to pay. Why? Why do you have to pay? Because if you can't retract your edus, so therefore it comes out, you obviously lied. And by lying, you caused a loss of money. If you caused a loss of money, of course you're going to have to pay. Why are you going to have to pay, says the Ritva? Because it's called Dina de Garmi. And both the Ramban and the Ritva both assume that that's the case. Even if, forget about Kasha Zamam payment, you have to pay for Dina de Garmi, says the Ritva. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Of course you have to pay. So Ritva is going to say, running late, just to speak a little bit outside, the Ritva is going to say that in a chinami, but the Lashna Gemara is why you have to pay. What's the Lashna Rav? Eid zomi mishal tichak. So the Gemara is going to ask, you can't be paying mitzad the halach of kasha zama. Mitzad garmi, good. Maybe you have to pay it because based on garmi, but not because of kasha zama. Why not? Because kiven shehigid. How does that explain it? So here the Ramban is going to say one thing, the Ritva is going to say something else. Nu Rabosai. It's only coming to the end. What's the Ritva going to say? What incredible chiddush are you going to see in these two lines of Ritva now? What does the Ritva say? Why can't you pay for Kasha Zaman? Because it says, Eidzomi Mishali. It can't be Kiva Shehigid. What does one do with the other? Because Kiva Shehigid, because you can't retract. Therefore, you can't make him pay for Adas Baldin for Kasha Zaman. Why? Because it's called Kasha Asa. Why is it called Kasher Asa? Has Beis Din made him pay yet? So what's the pshat? Has Beis Din made him pay yet? But it's inevitable. For the definition of Zama versus Asa is not, again, first of all, what do you see about the Ritva? Kasher Asa applies by Mammon or not? The Torah of Kasher Asa does or does apply by Mammon? Does. That's a neat, right away you see in the Ritva. The Ramban disagreed. The earlier Ramban that we saw in Teda, that's where the Ramban obviously could not learn Pshat like the Ritva here in the Gemara's Kasha. But the Ritva is learning that there's a Tur of Kasha Asa by Mammon as well. But what you see is a step further. The definition of Asa is not only when he paid, but once it's on the path to paying and there's no stopping it, that's tantamount to Asa. Zama means it was stopped in its tracks because Zamam, and it's ending at that. It's never going to get to us. That's called Zamam. That's when you're chayiv. But if it's irreversible, the process is irreversible, because kiven shehigid shemunachos magid, so he has to pay now. He's going to have to pay, because you can't, the edus are standing. Your retraction is not accepted. Therefore, it's called kasher asa. If it's called kasher asa, then your chiyuv is not going to be based on the rules of kasher Zamam. It's going to be based on what a concept in halacha garmi. But Rav said what? Eid zomi misham tichok. And therefore that cannot be pshat in Rav. Okay, a lot to digest, we'll both say. All right, this Hashem, can try to continue this tomorrow with the Ramban also.